And we've got Brad Graber with us this morning. Brad is our financial advisor. He's also heads up the investinginTruth.com website. We check it out faithfully. Got great information there. Brad, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Brad, we're going to start today with Starting Point. We know you do boot camp, financial boot camp, benefits a lot of people. And you start with saying assessing the situation. So help us go along this. Just take a step by step. What's the first thing we've got to do when we're trying to figure out financially where we're at?
You know, it may sound really, really simple, but we have to have an understanding of where we are currently. And that may sound completely basic, but it's amazing how many people don't know what their current situation looks like. And I would take it back to Proverbs 27:23, kind of as my guide for this, which says, know well the condition of your flocks. So we have to remember our role here again. God is the owner of everything, and we're simply stewards. So we're managing God's resources during this life here on earth. And as a manager of God's resources, how would we like to be held in account for not knowing what's even going on with the resources that he's entrusted us to? So first step is assessing that situation. Do we know what the financial condition is, the condition of our flock? And that's as simple as just grabbing a piece of paper and writing it down. What are the assets that we own? What are the debts that we have? What does that financial picture look like? And what I find often is when I sit down with people that may be stressed out about money or just worried about the bills that they owe and all of those details, a lot of times just doing that simple exercise of assessing the situation, putting it all on one sheet of paper so they can see their picture is a huge relief to them, because they've gotten so stressed out by getting bills in the mail or being late on paying something or seeing that they don't have as much money in their checking account as they would like to have. Once they see the full picture, they realize, you know what? It's really not as bad as I thought it was. So that's just a great starting point. And then from that point, there's a lot of things we can do with it.
Well, Brad, before we go any further, I want to ask you to be very clear, just be blunt. What is the what would be the drawback, the disadvantage, or the hazard to not assessing our situation? Let's say you've got someone who's listening. They're wrestling with debt. They're up worrying about money at night. And yet they don't think that they need to sit down and assess what's going on with their finances. They look at the checkbook and go, yeah, I'm in debt and I need to make more money. Now what?
Well, again, it goes back to the idea that we're God's managers. And if we're the managers, how do we expect to be a good manager if we don't really even know what we're taking care of and we don't know what the situation looks like? Think of the first question you ask somebody if you're giving them directions. First question we ask is, where are you coming from? So we're trying to get them to an end point, but if we don't know where they're at the start, then how can we give them proper directions? Same thing is the way that I handle a client. The same thing holds true if you're doing it yourself. You got to know where you're at, and then you have your ideas of where you want to get to, but if we don't know where we're starting at, how can we possibly map out a plan to get us from point A to point B?
So mapping out the plan is going to be huge, or otherwise we're just going to stay lost in that financial mess of a wilderness.
Exactly right. And like I said, a lot of times there's anxiety, there's stress that comes from just not knowing. So if you're worried about your financial situation, start by putting it all down on paper. And once you see it in front of you, once you see what you owe, and let me just give kind of just a clear example of what that looks like. You know, you can download my form if you go to my blog today on investinginTruth.com. I've got an article written up on this, and it'll give you a link to an actual personal financial statement that you can complete. But it's as simple as grabbing a piece of paper, and at the top you start with assets. What are the things that I own? And you just start listing those things out. And, you know, even if it's a car and you owe as much as it's worth, go ahead and put the full value of it, what you would sell it for. And then on the bottom half of the page, you list the things that you owe. So there, if you have a car loan, you would list the amount of your car loan.
Mm-hmm.
And basically what it's showing us is, what are the tools that we have, what are the things that we own, and what are the things that we owe? And when I list out my debts, I always want to list what's the amount that I owe, what's my minimum monthly payment that I owe on it, and what's my interest rate. And when I see that all as one picture, I can start to, number one, just understand the situation. How bad truly is it? And then number two, what's my plan of attack? What are the worst debts that I have? What are the easiest ones that I can get rid of? Where can I start to create a little margin in my budget so that now I can start moving forward and making progress?
So now we've got, by the way, we both are holding your personal financial statement in our hot little hands here. Really great how you've got the assets, liabilities, net worth, all that gross income, et cetera, listed here. So we've got it mapped out. Really, education is kind of the main thing, too. And then don't we need to build a plan? We've got to figure out, okay, now we've got to move forward. This is the reality. Now we're moving forward. We're not going to be stuck in neutral here.
Yeah, and this is an exercise that it's easy for a single to do it because they're the only decision maker, but I really love sitting down with couples and doing this because a lot of times both parties of a marriage, the husband and wife, aren't always on the same page. They don't always see every aspect of the financial situation from the same viewpoint. Or maybe one takes care of more than the other one does, so they both aren't on the same page. So this is a great exercise to have a simple picture setting in front of you that you can both look at, you can understand, you can have that conversation. And once you've got that in front of you and you both have that understanding, now you can start working on the plan of talking about what are the things that we're wanting to accomplish. So that can be as simple as, okay, we have a car, it's 10 years old, we only expect it to last another 2 years. How do we plan to actually get the next car when this one dies on us? How do we get that next car without going into debt again?
Mm-hmm.
And if that's our goal, then how are we accomplishing that? Or, in my case, you got 3 kids at home, and you're hoping to help them with college at some point, and they're getting older every year, and that day is coming quicker. Are you adequately planning to be able to help them with their college funding? Or, for some of us, it's going to be retirement. As retirement keeps looming closer and closer, and we don't know how many more years we can work, have we set enough money aside to be able to provide for us when we can't go out and earn an income anymore? So, yeah, just looking at what are those goals, what are those upcoming things, and does my plan right now, does my situation actually show that I'm going to be able to accomplish those things, or do I need to make some drastic changes?
One of the things that I do appreciate, too, Brad, in the information that you share is that where the personal financial statement is concerned, keep that with your estate documents because we need to do these things because someday someone may have to take over our affairs for us, and that will be hard enough for them without them having to guess from the ground up what kind of a mess we've made out of everything and then get it sorted out.
I like how you said that, what kind of a mess we've made. Hopefully,
does it
we're
sound
not
like I've had experience?
Yeah, I think you have. I'm so sorry. That tickled me. I thought, what we don't want to do, sister, is leave the mess.
I know, but sometimes we do.
We
and
do,
if we don't
right,
have
right.
something to explain it,
it's just the way you said it. I'm sorry.
Yeah, and unfortunately, that point comes from a lot of experience. And we like to be private with our financial affairs. And unfortunately, the day comes when somebody else may need to step in for us. And if we haven't communicated anything, that's a really hard thing for somebody to do. But when we have this financial snapshot that we can just keep with our will or any other estate documents that we have, it's easy for somebody to pick up and say, oh, well, yeah, there's this type of account. Or, even putting what financial institution it's at so they at least know who to contact. That can be immensely helpful for somebody.
All right. Well, Brad, we appreciate all of your insight, your advice, and just to talk a little bit briefly about boot camp, what it is you've got that going on.
Yeah, and it's a program that I run at church. It's a 12-month class that I take individuals through. I like to refer to it as a discipleship class that's just built around financial matters. So we do dig into what does Scripture talk about money and how does that affect our lives? But ultimately, it's just one of those areas of discipleship. We're trying to be more faithful, so we're going to dive into people's individual lives from a financial standpoint and just try to help them live out their faith in a more biblical way and ultimately be better stewards of what God has entrusted them with. And as part of that process, last year I took the entire year writing out the materials that I typically teach in the class in article format, and that's what I posted on my website. And I've got a financial boot camp tab on my website, investinginTruth.com. And if you go to it, you can just read through the materials from A to Z. It's all in I think, a logical progression from lesson 1 through lesson 12. I've got, these kind of tools on there as well as budgeting tools. So everything's on there for somebody to go through by themselves. Obviously, not everybody can be in my class. I can't sit down with everybody and help you with your own financial planning. I'm limited on time on that matter, but it is a resource that you can access yourself.